Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you that you are the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. And I pray that we would walk in close relationship with you, experiencing the comfort that comes from you, and also being able to comfort others. Father, would you come into this EMP time and speak to us, God? We open our hearts to you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, Lisa, do we have that song, He Knows My Name? Maybe I'll do that one later. Okay. So, what an incredible text, right? Paul says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is how he describes God. He says, he is the Father of compassion. Other versions will say the Father of mercies. So he's full of mercy, full of compassion. And he is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. I want to make it quick, so just want to have three short points in kind of reflection over this text. The first point of reflection is we all go through times where we need the comfort of God. We all have moments. We all have periods in our lives where, you know, we all have times of victory and times of mountaintop experience, and we're doing well and we feel like we can conquer the world. But we also have, all of us, have moments of those valley moments where things are not going very well and we're just not sure what to do, and there's a lot of pain and turmoil. And I can say that because we see even the Apostle Paul. I mean, Apostle Paul, probably the greatest disciple, you know, greatest apostle, at least what we see in the scripture, because we hear the stories of Paul so much. And he is such a powerful man of God. And yet, we know that Paul himself went through times and moments where he really needed the comfort of God. So if you go down just a few verses to verse 8 in chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. Right, Paul himself says, man, I was under pressure that was beyond my ability to endure. And he says at the end of verse 8, he says, so that we despaired of life itself. Right? He was under so much pressure that he despaired of life itself. Now, verse 9, indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. Right, so that's significant. Even Paul, this mighty man of God and man of faith, we don't know exactly what he went through, But he experienced so much pressure that he thought he was going to die. He despaired of life itself. So there is this discouragement and just feeling like, oh, this is the end, not wanting to continue, not able to continue. It says it was beyond his ability to endure. It's in that context where Paul talks about the God of all comfort. In chapter 7 of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 5, this is what he says again. For when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside and fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. So Paul says, when we were in Macedonia, when there was no rest, there was no rest on the outside, there were conflicts on the outside, but also turmoil on the inside, right? I was harassed on the outside, things are happening, things are coming against me, but then that leads to your inside, fears rising within, and you're just not sure what to do. And again, he says, in that moment, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. So we all have times, we all go through moments where we need comfort. I want to share with you, you know, 2021, now almost 3 years ago now, is when our church went through this period of conflict. And I remember being in a position, a very difficult position. It was just trying to, you know, just be in the middle, trying to hear different sides of the conflict and trying to maintain composure and, you know, do my part in holding down the fort well. And I remember in that time, well-meaning people told myself and Monica, hey, you should just go through counseling, you know? Like, you need to talk about these things. And so we eventually, we agreed. So we thought, yeah, we're going to find someone. And tried it with one counselor. It just didn't there was no connection. And then went to this other company and found this lady. And when you have the first session, it's like a trial, you know, like you're assessing, like, is she the right fit? Am I the right fit for her? All these things. And I just remember just doing that call with this person, this counselor, and just by the fact that she was asking me how I was doing and just showing some care and concern, I remember being led to tears. Because up to that point, it was like, man, because I'm the one trying to, like, hear different people out, and there's really no outlet, you know, to kind of express what is going on in my own heart. And it was so moving, you know, just to have somebody ask me, how are you doing? Like, what are you going through? And I remember I told her, I was like, wow, that's the first time it's not that people didn't care in the church. Of course people showed concern and care. I just wasn't able to really share what I was going through. Didn't feel like I could share it with the church members at the time because of the conflict that we were in. So we all go through times, right? I'm sure you guys have moments. Maybe some of you are going through that right now, a valley moment where you have fears within, conflicts outside and you're despairing even of life itself. And even of the Apostle Paul went through that. And in those moments, we have this amazing verse that says, our God, He is a Father of compassion. He cares for you. And He has compassion towards you. And He is the Father of all comfort. The second point I wanted to make is maybe the most obvious one, but we should turn to God for our ultimate comfort. We should turn to God for our ultimate comfort. Tim Keller talks about these four idols of the heart. Like, he calls them meta-idols, meaning these are the four things. Depending on who you are, one of these four things will be the primary need or desire you have, and that leads us to turn to other smaller idols. So the four meta idols in our heart that he talks about is power, control, approval, and comfort. Power, control, approval, comfort. So depending on who you are, that's the core need you have. The core need you have is for power, and that might lead you to do something that goes against the word of God. So an easy example would be lying. Let's say you're lying to your boss or you're lying to your spouse. The lying is the sin, but what is the reason behind it? The reason behind that lie could be your desire for power. You just want to make sure you have a powerful position in your workplace, so you fudge the numbers and you present yourself in such a way. Or you want to have control. You don't want to lose control, maybe with your children or with your spouse even. You don't want to lose control, so you maybe lie. You know, you don't reveal what is really going on. Approval, that's an obvious one, right? You want the approval of others, so you lie. Or the other thing could be comfort. And that's maybe an interesting one, but comfort is where you don't want conflict. I don't want conflict. I don't want to deal with difficult situations. I don't want to be stressed out. So it's easier to lie. Like, I broke something. It's easier to lie about it so then I don't have to deal with the consequences and the stress of conflict and relationship, damaged relationship. Maybe it's a little, I mean, obviously we would have to spend much more time meditating and thinking about all these different things. So you can try to think about yourself. Like, what is the core need that I have? In the past, I used to think my thing was approval, you know, because when I was younger, there was a lot of insecurity and I had people-pleasing tendencies. So I thought, oh, that inner thing must be approval. Like, I'm craving people's approval, and so I'll do these things. But as I got older and self-reflected more and examined my heart, I realized, no, actually, I think that meta-idol in my heart that I struggle the most with is comfort. Comfort. I want to avoid difficult situations. I want to avoid stressful situations. I just want to be comfortable. I want an easy life, you know? So what happens with comfort? There's a lot of escapism, right? There's a situation at work, at church, within the family. Our family is moving to Korea in about a month and a half. And so that's a big task. A lot of things. When I think about that, there is no comfort, right? There's like, I got to do this and this and this. You know what? I'm just going to watch a movie. Instead of dealing with all the things I need to deal with, I'm just going to escape from it all. And so that's kind of how that idol of comfort comes in. But whatever it is, whether your meta idol, the number one thing is comfort or not, we all go through a need for comfort. And the world offers so many comforts, you know? Immediate, temporary comforts. And the Word of God tells us, no, God is the ultimate comfort, right? We're going to find that ultimate peace and comfort, you're not going to find it in some TV show. You're not going to find it by engaging in some other sinful behavior, or maybe not sinful, but just unproductive behavior, gaming, you know, whatever it is you turn to, eating comfort food, you know, like turning to food for comfort, turning to other things for comfort, kind of trying to avoid situations. The best thing to do is go to God and say, man, God, I'm going through something. I'm so scared about what is coming up. There's fears within, and I'm discouraged, but I need your comfort. I need you to come, and I need your encouragement. I need your courage to come fill my heart. So we got to do that. The last one is in verse 4, Paul says, God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So the ultimate comfort comes from God, yet we are also called to offer comfort to those that are going through difficult times. And this is, I think I'll always remember this term. I learned it from PSAM, which is the ministry of presence. You know, that you are present with somebody. You are there with somebody. Just like that my counselor, who eventually we worked together for many, many months, and we'd have calls every month, my wife and I together with her, just as she is there, and just caring and showing genuine concern, In in Job 16, verse 2, you guys know the story of Job. Job goes through a time where he needed comfort. His friends come. They do a good job for the first 7 days. They sit with him in silence. And then they proceed to talk and talk and talk and say all kinds of things. In Job 16, verse 2, he says, you guys are miserable comforters, right? You're doing a horrible job of comforting me. Whatever it is you're trying to do, you're not doing a good job of it. And so we don't want to be miserable comforters. We want to comfort and we want to strengthen. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 16, David is going through a tough time. Saul is trying to kill him. And Jonathan comes and says, Jonathan, help David find strength in the Lord. Right? So our job is not to give, we're not the provider of strength and courage to others, but as we come alongside, we help them find that strength and courage in the Lord, you know? And ultimately, the comfort comes from God, but we can be conduits of that comfort. Just as we see Titus coming to Paul and his crew, that was a great comfort to them. But ultimately, he says it was God who comforted us through the coming of Titus and the testimony that Titus was able to share. And so, yeah, whatever it is, a phone call. I remember when there was a time when I shared before, it was COVID time. Joel and Monica had to go into quarantine camp. It was the first time. It was like the very beginning, first wave of COVID. We were not sure what to do. I remember just receiving a call from a brother, John Huang. Some of you guys know John. He just called me. He's like, hey, man, I know it's tough. Well, how are you doing? And wow, just that encouragement that came just from that call. And you know, when P. Ricky went through that in Shanghai with his wife Steph, P. Sam just gave them a call, and immediately tears flow because of the love and the compassion that we feel. So I think it's good for us to practice that. We go to God. We all go through these times. We go to God, experience that ultimate comfort, and then we share that comfort with others. And I think that would be a beautiful thing if we could practice that as a church. So let's go before the Lord. I'm going to do a song. We'll sing He Knows My Name. Yeah, let's just go to God. Whatever situation you're in, if you are in a valley, just go to the Father as we sing this song. Receive the comfort that comes from Him. If you are doing very well, then let's just pray and ask God, God, is there somebody in my life that I could reach out to show this kind of concern and to offer this kind of comfort? I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a Father. Father, He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you know exactly what we are going through. You know our fears within and our conflict on the outside, and you're not panicked, you're not stressed out, you're not in despair over these things, God. And so help us to turn to you, Lord, for your thoughts and for your feelings and for your word in whatever situation we're going through. I pray for those in our church that really need the comfort of the Father. I pray that you would come upon them, strengthen them, give them your courage, give them your presence, Lord, in this time. And as a church, Lord, help us to practice it, God, comforting those with the same comfort that we ourselves receive from you. Yeah, God, thank you. Lead us
We give this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.